Thank you very much. This is a great sight here. I see a lot of friends from around the state and local government, as well as our transportation partners here in Atlanta. And I'm going to welcome you all here this afternoon. David Doss, chairman of our DOT board, and all of our transportation partners have worked very well together. And I'm always proud of the progress we've made in pulling together as a team. I say, Georgia, there's nothing we can't do together when we're pulling in the same direction. And transportation is a great example of that. You know, one of Georgia's great strengths that we've always known is its transportation infrastructure. Georgia has been judged to have some of the best maintained roads and highways in the nation, but we're constantly striving to improve that and to protect those investments and enhance our roadways by addressing local road improvement needs. Actually, and commissioners and council people are always like to remind me that 84% of our state's total road system are local roads. That accounts for about 99,000 miles. So while many members of my board of directors are here today in the legislature, they like to tell us that, and we're well aware of that, and that's one of the reasons that we're here today to address those needs, because local roads are where Georgians spend most of their driving time, and no matter how long your commute to work or school may be, it's always a local road that brings you home. Of those 99,000 miles of local roads, many of us in the metro area here today don't know that about 29,000 of those are not paved, and about half of our paved local roads are in need of repairing or repaving. But I want the commissioners and council people today to know that we've heard from you. The legislature and I have heard your pleas, and Georgia mayors and county commissioners, we've heard you that you need help in funding the upgrades and maintenance of the local roads in your communities. So today, I'm proud to announce a new initiative to help local governments complete overdue maintenance and resurfacing projects, and because it's local roads that drivers and their families use most, we're calling this initiative, thanks to Chairman Doss, Paving the Way Home. My budget is going to provide, recommended this year for the 06 and 07, $234 million for paving the way home over 2 years to provide funding in all 159 counties. This will include $120 million for local assistance road program, famously known and affectionately known by our legislators as LARP. While LARP funds can be used primarily for resurfacing projects, Harold Lindenkall, leading the Georgia DOT, is developing a policy, thanks to the board, to allow 25% of those LARP funds to be also used for deep patching, which we understand to be a local need as well. This will significantly reduce the time and resources local governments must spend to prepare roads for repaving. Paving the Way Home also includes $68 million for the off system and $46 million for the most needed programs known as state aid, another favorite of local governments. The off system and most needed roads, state aid projects support projects such as paving dirt roads, intersection improvement, economic development related road work, resurfacing, and reconstruction. Paving the Way Home is a record investment, folks, from the state of Georgia. In fact, over this two-year funding will be over three times what we've ever spent in any two-year period for local funding for road maintenance and construction. And it's drawn from our motor fuel taxes. This initiative will allow local governments to make high-priority transportation improvements for their communities that will enhance the quality of life for residents and help Georgians to continue to attract and grow new businesses. Paving the Way Home will help with resurfacing projects like Lane Creek Road in Oconee County, Mark, Helen, Welburn Street in the the city of Hinesville, Mayor, and help pave dirt roads like Roy Bell Road in Butts County and Old Red Bluff Road in Camden County. Those sound familiar to you? They're just like Peachtree to those communities, right? So as we launch Paving the Way Home today, I want to thank the members, as Vance has already done, of our local transportation strategies task force. This was not simple. These are complex issues, and these folks have worked tirelessly to come together with consensus to make recommendations. They've been working hard over the last year to develop recommendations on how the state can better help local governments meet their transportation needs. I look forward to the task force final recommendations, but in the meantime, Paving the Way Home is a major investment in meeting those local needs and helping Georgians enjoy a smoother ride home, Commissioner. Thank y'all. Appreciate you coming.